talk a bit about Nina and some of the characters and George Mason, some patterns you know, just so you can show people that you're aware of the characters' names and what they did.
It was all a bit inane until you got Alison Taylor putting her own daughter in jail.
Yeah.
But that's much later.
Yes.
But that's when it really started to get juicy. And then the daughter selling secrets to the Washington Post. Imagine that. And that the inside outside of no secret of secrets comes into a play, where then you have Alison Taylor, the president, who then loses her husband, who was supposedly, quote, the sane one.
The husband was, supposedly.
Correct. Or the family guy, if that's the way you want
to say it. Right, right.
Then she sits crying that she finally forfeited everybody into her place of trying to get this thing done and that thing done and this thing taken care of and this thing taken care of, and this has to be a certain way.
Yeah.
So that's a bit more dynamic. Then you got the inside folks, two sets of inside folks. You got the inside man, which is the president's right-hand man. Then you got the old school that got President Taylor elected. Now, that comes from the same oligarchy that got the last president thrown out, who then comes back
yeah.
and causes all the problems when you're talking about Hussein and this treaty, because it's the Russians that actually killed him. And then they had this peace treaty that her whole entire life had been based upon, that she forfeited her very soul, and then she got it cleaned up, because we told you after season 7
yeah.
or 6 that Alison Taylor would do the right thing and save the day, and she did, and she did. So Jack has come through this full cycle of being in and out. He can pick up the phone and call whoever president is, and he's in. And has their private inside information where they can hand the phone to the sitting president at the time. Then the next thing you know, he is public enemy number one. It kind of goes in and out.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, when you're talking about when they were going overseas to save this one and save that one
yeah.
and patriate this one and expatriate that one, well, that's that same flow. That is how things are laid out. Now, don't forget now when you had the inside group trying to take over CTU because they were trying to have, the government was having separate contractors take over the basically the war business, which turned into a great big nasty thing when they did the big corporation, which is what got the previous president before Alison Taylor crossways anyway.
Right.
And was in whose pocket. Well, then it kind of come on, and now Jack is the patriot who has to come in and throw the patriots out.
That's right. I have not seen that part. That's
sorry,
season 6 or 7. It's all right, yeah. It's always the same show every week, every minute.
Yeah, and I can barely watch it because my adrenal glands can't handle it.
Jeez, oh my gosh.
But then I told Carolyn, I said the other day, no, look at this as a cartoon and a parody. And she, yeah, that might work. So she's going to attempt that. I take it so literally.
And Chloe is in and out and over and under, but stays hooked, stays hipped at the hoof
yeah.
all the way through.